My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We promised this, so let's play it. From the TK Show, Tim Kawakami did an expansive interview with Kyle Shanahan that we thought was fantastic, and part of the Odyssey family, and you can check out that podcast. It was released yesterday. Here are a couple of key things, at least we thought, that not a lot of people are talking about. I thought, man, let's let everybody hear what goes on when the contract comes up for players. At least, how does it go in Kyle Shanahan's office? So Kyle brings up the situation with DeForest Buckner. And for fans who don't remember, DeForest was up for an extension, and he's a phenomenal defensive tackle, top of the league. He wanted a number. Niners wanted a different number. And they felt like this was not a gap that they could close. And here's how and why they looked at it that way.
The Buckner thing was one of the hardest things I've ever gone through. I loved DeForest Buckner. We didn't want to get rid of him at all. But we're trying to budget a certain amount of money. And then when it gets to a certain price and we know what the options are, you got to choose paying Buck whatever it was, which is a few more than what we were willing. Which, all right, let's go there. Guys, what does that mean? Well, you got to get rid of Jimmy Ward and Armstead. Ooh, that's a tough decision. Well, I don't know where I'm going to go with that decision. What if we told you if you get rid of Buck, you get Jimmy Ward, Armstead, and the 13th pick in the draft? Man, that makes sense from an organizational standpoint. Man, I don't want to lose Buck. He's like everything you want for a Niner. But those are the tough decisions you got to make for that. And that does make sense. You can go either way, but I understand that decision and had nothing to do with Buck. That just had to do with what we were trying to build and how many more people we could get, and we think it's 3-1. Those aren't easy, but I don't shy away from that.
So, you know, we're now shaded and jaded by the idea that that 13th pick turned into someone who did not pan out.
Right, Javon Kinlaw.
Yep. Okay, but I don't know about for all of you. For me, that was super helpful to listen to him not just say, hey, you might lose another player. The 49ers looked at it and went, all right, we can give DeForest what he wants. What does that mean? What means you lose Jimmy Ward and Eric Armstead? All right, so now would you do it? Would you just, come on, Niners, DeForest is really good. Just give it to him. Just give it to him. Did they make the right decision?
It's tough to tell.
Is
it's
it?
Tough to tell.
I mean, Jimmy Ward and Eric Armstead played some really good football for the 49ers after that.
DeForest Buckner's better than Eric Armstead.
Yes, he is.
And could you have replaced Jimmy Ward with somebody who would have been, you know, a facsimile therein? And I do think that it's all jaded by the fact that you blew the pick. Javon Kinlaw has not been somebody who has really helped you at all. So if you take that out of the equation, then you look at it and you think, okay, You did the right thing. You got a first round pick and you kept Jimmy Ward and you kept Eric Armstead, who was good. I think Buckner's better, but Armstead was a good, solid player for you and he helped you win games. So yeah, in that calculus, they made the right choice, but the problem with it is they blew the pick.
They blew the pick, but even with blowing the pick, I think it's still a question mark. Like, would you have rather had DeForest and the faceless Armstead replacement and the faceless Ward replacement? And what would those players have looked like? I don't know. Jimmy Ward became a very important piece of this football team for a while.
He was good, and he had, you know, positional flexibility, a guy who played safety, and then he played corner, and so a guy who was able to, you know, kind of fit in until he didn't fit in, and then he blasted the regime a little bit on his way out the door. You know, I think that it's a tough call based on what we know about the pick, but on the surface, I do think that it's appropriate as we talk about Brandon Ayuk, because if you let Ayuk go, is it you sign Ayuk and that means you're going to have to, you know, let go of two other players? And who are those players?
Debo's one of them.
Is it Mooney Ward? Is it Debo? Because if you look at the cornerback market, and I know we had a cornerback signed yesterday for, you know, top five money. And so Mooney Ward is going to be looking for top five money.
Yeah.
And, you know, Trent Williams already is looking for a raise. And so all these guys are looking for more. And what does that mean?
My understanding, and maybe this is just threats and bluster and all of that, but my understanding is if you were to give Brandon Ayuk what he wanted, I would say it's Debo and it's Mooney Ward and it might be Diamondo Lenore and we might not be done. So do you still want to go, I'll just give it to him. He deserves it. Okay. That's what they're sitting there looking at. It's a piece of paper. It's like every company. It's a spreadsheet.
Well, I do think
that sucks.
Yeah, it sucks, but it's the reality of a salary cap league. And so if it's Debo or Ayuk, I think that for many people 2 months ago was easy. Oh, it's Ayuk. Forget it. And then we watched the receivers doc, and then we learned more about, you know, what TJ Houshmandzadeh said to us yesterday about, you know, up until last year, it was Debo.
Debo.
It was Debo. Debo's the man with the boombox. And he asked you, who's got the boombox? And you said, Debo and Trent. And he said, Debo and Trent. And so I do think that there's more than just the football reference part of this. You know, what does each player mean for the culture of the team?
Gosh. Yeah, up close look at Debo today, and it does not take more than a second to remind you how important he is. I mean, my guy, he looks great. He looks fantastic.
Did you checked out his lower half, didn't you?
Like most definitely.
I mean, It's hard not to.
I've never seen anything like it.
I mean,
I've never seen a human being that is shaped like that in my entire life. It's
as
the weirdest,
an elite athlete. Oh, my God.
It's absolutely
bizarre.
Where do you
see his butt?
Dude, seriously, Grandy. You can't help.
There's a big butt here.
You cannot help but look at it and fixate on it.
They're not elite thighs. They're the thighs. They are the biggest thighs in the world. Period.
Two thighs.
Inside,
dude, one
pair of pants. Yeah. Anyway, this one's important.
I had to ask you because I can't. I'm going tomorrow, and when I see Debo in the field,
say hi to his thighs for me.
I will.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. Listen to this one too. I thought this was very revealing, specific to Brandon's situation. What's Brandon trying to get to? Free agency, either an extension or free agency. Wants to be paid like a free agent. Listen to what Shanahan said about the risks that get taken as an NFL player trying to get to free agency.
We all try to get contracts as coaches too. Do you want to go into when you're a free agent as a coach? You can make more money that way. Why don't everyone do that? Well, what if your quarterback gets hurt in the first game and three other people and you think you were going to go to the Super Bowl, but now you're 4-12, you got a second pick in the draft. What does that mean? Man, I don't need to go through that. I'm happy with what's on the table. And it is the same situation for players, but man, I think it's a lot more risky. Do you want to do this? Or do you want to go play through a violent season? If you do, and you are a free agent, oh yeah, you are going to get that. That's how free agency works. But man, free agency is tough to get to. I think it's scary for a player because the physicality of the sport and that they don't just miss a year. They could end their career. Or a coach, you could recover from a bad season because you could You can coach till you're 60 or whatever. But those are the things that we got to go through. I think people in the outside world got to go through to a degree. But ours is kind of a little bit in front of everyone. And people don't always want to hear about it because people love the team, fans, the players. We all want to come back to our team. But this stuff is real stuff that you got to deal with. And if you just want to be Johnny coach on the spot who's like, just worry about the team. Yeah, that's what I care about. But I also understand the individual. And usually guys know me well enough to know that too. And when they know they're not, no one's trying to screw them, we're trying to run a football business, then I think your relationships can survive.
So that's what I'd love to get into. When they know you're not trying to screw them, like, do you think Brandon Ayuk thinks that the 49ers are trying to screw him right now, basically?
No. I just think that he thinks that they're not trying to give him what he's worth. That they're trying to screw him.
But the risk he's taking, to me, is unthinkable. That's what I'm like. That's to me what's really going on here.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.